Today we focus on your money, spending on candy and the movies. The animated film Chicken Little opens next Friday. It features the voices of Zach Braff and Gary Marshall, and for the Walt Disney Company, a great deal is riding on the back of this little chicken. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
It's safe to say that Disney's version of Chicken Little is a new riff on old material. This time, for instance, the protagonist gets updated advice on his credibility problem from his best pals, the Ugly Duckling and a very big pig called Runt of the Litter.
Runt, should Chicken Little have a good talk with his dad and clear the air, or keep searching for Band-Aid solutions and never deal with the problem?
Band-Aid solutions?
Runt!
Well, I'm sorry, I'm very bad at reading facial cues.
Chicken Little may be a small bird, but the movie has become a big deal. It's being seen as a test of Disney's once-vaunted animation prowess after several difficult years. David Stanton, the head of Disney Animation, says Chicken Little, arguably the company's first homegrown computer-animated film, will be a turning point.
We've had some fallow years, and I think that this is the first movie of, you know, a whole new period for us.
Traditional hand-drawn films like Brother Bear and Home on the Range didn't perform well. Meanwhile, computer-generated animation took off, and Disney was not in the game. It made money on a string of hits produced by its then-partners at Pixar, including Finding Nemo and The Incredibles. But Pixar has split from Disney. And meanwhile, other rivals came onto the field of play. DreamWorks made Shrek and Madagascar. Fox produced Ice Age and Robots. Jim Hill is a self-described Disney geek whose website tracks all things Disney. He's seen parts of Chicken Little and thinks it's a nice little movie, but not the blockbuster that Disney needs.
It's so clearly influenced by Shrek and likewise the Pixar films. It's, you know, just like now, you know, the leader is following everybody else's lead.
Entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel has seen parts of the movie too, and he thinks Chicken Little will be a hit.
I think the key to it is the cuteness factor of Chicken Little. They have just made it very cute, and cute counts for a lot.
In fact, Vogel thinks Chicken Little will not just give Disney a morale boost and generate a lot of money. It will also give the company a bargaining chip as it attempts to reestablish its now ruptured relationship with Pixar.
They'll say that, look how we did all by ourselves. We don't need Pixar quite as badly as everyone thought.
Even if Chicken Little succeeds, Vogel believes Disney will still make a new deal with Pixar, rather than allow its former partner to link up with a competing studio. Jim Hill agrees, and he thinks Pixar can then force Disney to yield the most profitable release dates for Pixar's movies. So to him, the return of Pixar would be a mixed blessing. He loves Pixar movies, but he fears what will happen if the mighty Pixar returns to the Disney fold.
Disney Feature Animation is then going to have to be handicapped and end up being, you know, the redheaded stepchild in its own house.
Disney Animation Chief David Stanton says that's not so.
My mission and my mandate, you know, has been to reinvent Walt Disney Feature Animation, which I feel like we are in the process of doing quite successfully. So, you know, regardless of what happens with Pixar, that's going to continue to be my mission, and I happily accept it.
Certainly Disney fans are hoping that whether the chicken is big or little, that mission will succeed. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.